The Glass in the Afternoon radio program every Thursday afternoon, just after 3:25. We head out to the west side and check in at Ivy Tech. And joining us today is the Vice Chancellor of Ivy Plus in the Career Link, and it's our great friend Adam Gross. Adam, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How about yourself?
Glad
I get to break in these headphones with you.
Oh, it's great. Anytime you're here, we always have a good time. Hey, it's 80. It's 80. Summer's not going quietly, so we've got some warm days coming up. School has been in session now for almost a month, so that's exciting times as well. How's everybody adapting to the – well, we're almost done with the first 8 weeks.
They're doing great. It's an exciting week this week because we're also looking ahead. Our spring enrollment has opened up, so we've got students – rushing in to start scheduling those spring classes and getting ready for those classes that start all the way out in January. But at the same time, they're taking advantage of those 8 week classes, so they're able to add in a second 8 week class. Those start in October still, so students that decided they wanted to wait until January still have that opportunity to take maybe one or two classes to get a little kick start before they do dive in January.
Procrastinators, procrastinate. No, get in there and figure it out. Because, Adam, if you're in some of these higher demand fields where everybody's, whether it's nursing or some of your other programs, you can't wait, can you? You have to, because you're going to have to wait another almost, well, it's a long time in between these openings and closings, right?
Yeah, and those eight-week sessions that we offer, so we've broken our semester down into 2 8-week sessions. Really helps those students be able to focus in and knock out a few classes at a time, so that it's not, you know, they're not stretching themselves thin, looking at five different classes at once. You know, if they know they're going to struggle with math or whatever it might be,
that'd be
they
me.
Can focus on, yeah, same here. So they can focus on that for 8 weeks and pair it with something that they know is more something that they'll work through a little quicker, so that they can help balance that course load over the whole semester as well and stay in track and stay engage with those classes and have fun while they're doing it.
Yeah, it's a big word, engagement. The more you stay connected, the easier it is. You stay in good habits, and you move through even faster, which is going to help you with your job, which is going to help you with moving on to even more education. So that very, very important. Tell me about Ivy Plus and the Career Link for people who don't follow as long as closely as maybe I do.
Yeah, so Ivy Plus Career Link is our team. Really two areas of focus, one side being our career coaches. So we've got three amazing career coaches on campus. They're here to serve our students, support them through all the traditional things that you might think of as a career coach, getting them ready with resumes, getting them ready with job placement, helping them find that perfect career and that perfect job that really helps them get that jump start for that post-college experience. But then also a second element of my team is our industry engagement. So we've got a team that goes out, meets with industry, learns about the industry, and learns how we can support their work, whether it's some skills-based training or just updating our curriculum to meet the needs of their incoming employees, really just setting up industry visits for our students. So we've got a great project. We just met with a company down in Bedford that does a bunch of machining for the GM plant down there. They've got 100 robots that need some additional support, so we're going to set up a little student tour in the next couple weeks so that our students can come down and see the plant and see how what they're learning in the classroom applies to that technology, that advanced technology that's being used to work on those robots live and in person.
Now, they're not going to be on strike when you go down there, are they?
No. GM Bedford's still trucking along, and this is a secondary plant that's off of the away from all of that.
Oh, good. Well, Adam Gross, breaking news here in the automotive world as well. That's good. The labor relations and everything else that goes along with that. Those are wonderful opportunities, because Ivy Tech is a traditional college in the sense of you can study math and science and this and that, but you can also, the classes will get you placed immediately once you graduate. Your career coaches, their job isn't that hard, because you're tailoring the classroom work for what the employers need. That's a fantastic. It seems too simple to be true.
Yeah, it's made our job a lot of fun. You know,
and you keep
really
the people
helping.
Local, right? They stay right
that's
here.
Absolutely. Yeah, 98% of our students stay here in the area, and that's something we're really proud of. And that's Our job with our career coaches and our talent connection managers, their role is to find that perfect placement really for a student. So it's beyond just, our students are so in demand that it really comes down to helping match the culture of a company to what a student is really looking for, or a graduate of ours rather, is what they're looking for. So the things they've learned along the way, the things that they've learned about themselves, how it would fit into a greater picture within a company, helping them, poise themselves for some early growth in their career, and get a kickstart on that with the company.
Adam Gross is our guest this afternoon. Well, I don't want Chancellor Coyne to get mad at me. I know he was out running, and Hoosiers Outrun Cancer. Wasn't that last weekend? Didn't Ivy Tech have a big group out there? I thought I saw stuff from him. Yeah.
About 20 students. I wasn't able to make it to myself, but he told me he won the race. So
that's
great news.
Of course he did.
Yeah, we had about 20 employees do the race as a nice little group. So great support there. Great employee engagement.
And Chancellor Coyne, obviously too busy for us here on a Thursday afternoon, but Adam Gross is here. We don't want to get in trouble. Almost, well, a month from Saturday, 8 weeks, part two starts. Our registration availability still open, ready to go.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a lot of great ways that students, if they're not sure what they want to study or what they want to do or first steps, come and see us. So every Tuesday of the month, we do our Tuesdays at the Tech. It's going to be a great way for those, really just someone who's not sure what the first step is. First step is to come on Tuesday. So next Tuesday, 3 to 5, we'll have a session going on to walk through everything it takes so that they can be ready to go when classes start on October 21st for the second 8 weeks, and also that January session as well.
You talked about
October 23rd.
Don't worry, we'll remind everybody a few hundred times about that before we get to that. Adam Gross is our guest. You talked about career coaches. That's different from having just counselors on campus as well, because some people don't know what they want to do.
Yeah, our career coaches can meet with those out there that aren't sure. They know that they want to take classes with us, but they're not sure what degree might line up to what they want to do when they're in the workforce. So our career coaches have some great resources, some great tools that they can really work with those students early on and help guide them towards a career that's the best fit for them over time, and the willing to take that time and that effort to help them.
And speaking of Tuesdays, Tuesday at the Tech is always busy, but the final Tuesday of September, or the first Tuesday of fall, depending on your glass, if it's half full with pumpkin spice latte or not, you have a busy Tuesday on top of that, because Next Level Jobs, you have a big information session coming up. Who are you targeting on Tuesday?
Yeah, so next Tuesday, in addition to the normal Tuesday at the Tech, it's a special day. We're having a Next Level Jobs information session at 6 o'clock that Tuesday here on campus. So students, Next Level Jobs is a great program that the state has rolled out where it really covers the tuition and fee, all the fees, all the tuition, everything that a student would have to pay for that first year certificate. So the skills that would get them a starting point with a career, the state has a number of resources to pay for that, to get them, in some high wage, high demand careers. So they call that Next Level Jobs. So we've got our School of Advanced Manufacturing, Engineering, Applied Science is going to be the focus for next Tuesday. So those are some great technology based companies, or careers rather, everything from robotics to industrial tech, HVAC, for those that want to work in those fields, some really amazing things that they're doing that they can come learn about them and learn how to use the Next Level Jobs to pay for all the classwork.
I like that. If it doesn't come out of my pocket, I always like that. Adam Gross, Vice Chancellor of Ivy Plus Career Link, pinch hitting for Chancellor Coyne today. And this one, I always get confused, but not everybody wants to go for X amount of years or X amount of semesters, but you do have an accelerated program. It's ASAP. I know what that stands for. Tell us how it works at Ivy Tech.
Yeah, our accelerated program is an awesome program for students. Maybe that traditional age that they're fresh out of high school, especially that ASAP program, so it's someone who is ready to hit the ground running, so they're going to earn that two-year associate degree in 11 months, specifically for ASAP. And then our accelerated program is an adult take on that, where they're maybe someone who's returning to school, and just needs an extra guidance. So what we do is we build a cohort of students that are kind of in the same boat, ready to just to build a little community around them and some extra support. So they've got study sessions that they're going to be attending together. They're all going to be in classes together, really just a little extra strength in that community there so that they're all going through the program together. So Accelerated is a great resource that they will be kicking off. We're taking applications now for our second 2023 start.
And for folks who just want to learn and get better in their lives, not being quote-unquote a student, well, we're always students. It doesn't matter. We just don't have to be enrolled. The Center for Lifelong Learning provides some great opportunities to get you out of the house and learn a new skill, have some fun, meet some people. Tell us how we can get involved with the Center for Lifelong Learning.
Yeah, we do a lot of different programming outside of our traditional academic classes. So our Center for Lifelong Learning offers a number of different areas that you can take really personal enrichment classes, everything from ceramics, genealogy. There's some homesteading classes coming up, really just a whole bunch of lifestyle-based classes, music and history as well, some creative writing, really just an endless list of topics that students can public can go on and look, really just help them, you know, just kind of explore a new hobby or just something to really enrich themselves. So you can go on to ivytech.edu/CLL to really see all those list of classes. We do have our core catalog up there, but we're always adding new classes as we find some new topics with some new instructors. So a lot of excitement there to see that continue to grow and get a lot of community engagement that way.
Give us the number for folks that want to get interested in that second 8 weeks. It starts October 23rd. How do we do that via the phone and the internet?
Yeah, just go to ivytech.edu/Bloomington to get a lot of our contact information, a lot of information I reference here. But also, if you just need someone to talk to figure things out, give us a call at 812-330-6013, and we will get you taken care of.
Great job pinch hitting today, buddy. Always great getting caught up with you. Exciting times at Ivy Tech as we're almost in the middle of the first semester. Fall is almost here. When is Yellowwood open? Yellowwood opens, did that open yesterday or is it next week?
Today.
Today?
I think was the first menu.
Oh,
yeah.
I better write that down, the Yellowwood Cafe. I can hear myself getting fatter just talking about the great food that
They've
comes
got
out.
Two special lunches planned, and then they're going to do a breakfast for lunch menu coming up after that. So I personally have reservations at both. I'm excited.
Oh, you rubbing it in. That's good. I like that. That's open for everybody, right? Just not Ivy Tech students. That's open to the whole community. You won't find a better deal for lunch or breakfast at lunch anywhere.
Yeah, Yellowwood is our student-run restaurant on campus. So they host, it's open one day a week. So on Thursdays, they host these special meals open to the public. We do want do a reservation-based system, so they can give us a call, and we'll find a reservation for them. Anyone can come, so you'll see a lot of faculty and staff and other students there, but a lot of public come in, and there's a lot of regulars there that really appreciate that interaction with the students and seeing all the creativity that they've got coming out of that culinary arts program.
Yeah, learning the restaurant business from the front of the house to the back of the house. Are you taking cash or card? How does that work? I know this day and age, some places take one or the other, but maybe not both. Well, here's what you do. Let's make it simple. Bring cash and a card, and that way you can eat all this great food. How about that?
That's a great question. I think it may be cash only. I'll have Eric confirm next week.
Yeah, good. That's great. And, again, you can go to just search Yellowwood Cafe on the internet, and it should pop up for Ivy Tech. You can see the menus. You can see everything that's going on. So just another – again, if you want to get away and just see what's going on, head out to the west side, Ivy Tech. Adam, thanks for your time as always, buddy. Enjoy these final hours of summertime, and next time we speak, it'll probably be fall.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time today, Mike. Great chatting with you, and appreciate all the support from you and the community.